here's a story from The World.
We begin today in Haiti, a country that is, on top of its many troubles, running out of gas. Gangs are blockading fuel supplies at ports located in areas they control. It is a brazen display of force in a country still reeling from the assassination of its president in July. The World's Monica Campbell reports from Haiti on how the shortages are upending daily life.
The fuel shortage in Haiti is a big challenge right now, and I experience it firsthand as soon as I meet up with Harold Isaac, a local journalist I'm working with.
We are down to a quarter tank, and there are no gas. There are no diesel, no gasoline right now, and this is a reality right now.
Isaac is Haitian-Canadian and lives with his family in the capital, Port-au-Prince. He needs his pickup truck for work and to take care of his family. And now he's in the same bind as everybody else. He starts calling friends to see if anybody has some spare diesel. His friend promises to get back to him, and Isaac, like so many others in Haiti, will continue to hunt for fuel.
It's like this is liquid gold now. So many big businesses have already shut down.
Liquid gold, because gangs have managed to take control of the supply. This week, a top gang leader in Haiti tweeted he'd only release his grip on fuel deliveries if Haiti's interim prime minister resigns. So far, Haitian officials are saying little about how to resolve this crisis. Fuel truck drivers and bus and taxi drivers are fed up and going on strike. They refuse to venture through gang territory and risk getting hijacked or kidnapped by groups like the one that took the U.S. and Canadian missionaries hostage this month. Isaac has lived through fuel shortages before, but says this one is severe.
To me, the gas crisis is symptomatic of all the woes of Haiti right now. It's how theoretical of a state Haiti is today.
The shortages are also putting people's lives at risk. Many Haitian hospitals depend on generators to keep the lights on and oxygen tanks running. Now, some hospitals may have to close entirely. Susanna Balbo is in Haiti with UNICEF, the UN's children's agency.
It's impossible to plan at this moment because we are planning day by day.
UNICEF has been trying to get fuel delivered to hospitals, but providers are backing out because of security concerns. Balbo worries about the people who aren't getting medical care.
All the people that are sick, that may need to go to the hospitals, all the children that are in pain. So this is really affecting everyone.
At one gas station in Haiti, a large crowd gathers around pumps, hoping for a fuel delivery. Some people sit and wait, holding empty yellow jugs. It's hot and humid and tense. An armed security guard in a blue uniform stands watch. We speak away from the crowd. He asks to use his first name only, Jeremy, because the station's owner isn't around to grant permission.
For me, même, et nous de sécurité, okay? Nous pas faire service à vous. Parce qu'on peut m'a bousculé.
Jeremy says he feels overwhelmed. Once he says the police came to help and fired some shots in the air when the crowd got too big. That didn't solve anything, he says. He wants the government to do more, but also thinks officials are outmatched by the gangs. Haiti should ask another country for help, he says. The fuel shortages are also testing his own family.
Non, parce que papa me fait taxi. Okay, besoin gaz là. Il fait taxi, il besoin gaz là.
His dad's a cab driver and stuck at home, he says. No gas. Closer to the pumps, one young woman, Irene Devayou, is taking advantage of the crowds and the heat. She's selling shaved ice drenched with cherry and passion fruit syrup. But she might not be able to do this for long.
Oui, sans gaz, ça va pas fonctionner. Même ça, m'a lâché gaz pour imagine pour moi. Pas de machine.
She has to take a cab to haul her heavy cooler of ice, and no gas means no cab, and then no income.
Oui.
As for journalist Harold Isaac, dozens of phone calls pay off.
The good news is that we found some diesel. Okay, my tank takes 10 gallons.
A friend of a friend found Isaac 4 gallons of diesel at about $7.50 a gallon. A small fortune here, but Isaac's relieved. Eventually, a man meets Isaac in a parking lot. He's carrying one of those yellow plastic jugs. This one's full.
How much is it?
5 gallons. That's a jug of 5 gallons.
They cut a water bottle in half to create a makeshift funnel. It's unwieldy. Some of the fuel starts spilling on the ground, and another guy comes over to help. Once it's all in, Isaac starts his car and exhales.
Yes, I'll be good for a few days until the next time.
Good, until the next time his tank runs empty. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.